welcome back to the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Line Change on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Will I see you again? We are always running for the thrill of it, thrill of it. Always pushing up the hill, searching for the thrill of it. All
this donut's pretty good, guys. I don't... I just, one of these community donuts.
Put my mic on, thank you very much.
Why?
I gotta explain this. There's a reason why there's a pause, because Eric went out there and he, at this time of the day, he gets really hungry, so the trash cans take a beating because he digs through them looking for food. It's absolutely disgusting. He reminds me of George Costanza on that Seinfeld episode where he's at the lake house or whatever the hell it is. And he sees that donut propped up in a trash can, and he goes over and eats it real quick and puts it back, and the people saw him. That's you and Gardner. Okay. Gardner took a – whatever the hell you're eating right now,
it's
Gardner
donut,
already ate half of that like 2 days ago and then left it in there, and then you just ate the rest. You are disgusting.
Let's tell the background of that box of donuts out there, though, because Hoffman filled me in on it. So apparently the guys on the 5 to 7 a.m. show brought those donuts
from 2 weeks
in.
Ago.
So when I was doing the 5 to 7 shift on Daybreak Dose, we brought those donuts in. Mm-hmm. That was July. Mm-hmm. So they've been there for that long.
Oh, Eric.
And Eric Plowsy and Gardner all shared a third
of
this donut.
We know why Plowsy does, but Eric, I can't believe you're that hungry right now. Hey, look, I'll give you some cash. You want to go to the gas station? Honest to God, I'm going to bring you some Lunchables in tomorrow.
I know. I didn't bring my Lunchables
Monday.
Today. That's the problem.
I think we're solving your sweat problem. This is like half of what it was 2 weeks ago.
Dude, this...
Did you stop with the caffeine or what was happening?
No, I've been drinking coffee for the past 47 hours. I'm sweating my ass off, dude. Look at me. I look hideous.
No. I mean, it's bad. Don't get me wrong. It's bad. But normally it's up over your shoulder. Somehow it climbs to the top of your shirt.
It's getting there.
Your sweat connects like if you had long hair falling down your shoulders.
Listen, by the time he's done, it looks like a tank top.
Look, I embarrass myself everywhere I go because of this. I do. It's horrible.
And other things.
Especially when I'm in my suit. Especially when I have to wear my suit everywhere and I just sweat right through it. And I don't know. Sometimes I'll get in these like panic modes. Like when I'm like get interviewed or something like that, I'll get in these weird panic modes and I'll start sweating and I cannot stop it. It's not like I'm really terrified of anything, or just sometimes it just hits me and I start sweating so damn. What, Rock?
You do have sweat patterns that on your shirts that I've only ever seen.
I'm glad you noticed.
Just from morbidly obese people. Like the only other people I see,
it's like I'm diabetic.
The only other people I see whose back neck sweat meets their lower back sweat are you and 440 pounds.
I know,
it's
weird.
You and Michael Moore. That's it. That's
I sweat like a.
And
yeah,
Michael
like,
Moore needs a breast reduction. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Have you always sweated like this
yes,
your whole life?
Yes.
As long as you can remember,
yeah.
Even as a little kid.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You're lucky.
Freak.
You're lucky. You're like.
Oh,
in
I'm
shape.
Cut
I cannot
up.
Imagine. Like, what would it be like if you were out of shape and like?
I am out of shape.
Me.
I am out of shape.
No, but what if you were 100 pounds heavier? I mean, you'd be...
Oh, I'd be dead. I mean, simple as that. And, you know, we don't want to be morbid about it. I'd be dead. I'd have a heart attack.
You have that? Did you have that Rhode Island upset over Creighton, Cam, in your bracket?
I don't know. I haven't checked my bracket yet because I can't log on to it because Maddie set it up for me.
Cam's actually never seen his bracket.
I haven't even seen my damn bracket yet.
No,
Maddie,
Cam,
the hell are you doing?
Cam picked the bracket. He called me at like 7:30 in the morning, which is only about 5 minutes later than he usually does, and said, all right, so what are we going to do? I laid the animals out. I laid the mask. Scott's out. He said, that beats that. That beats
yes,
that. That
like
beats
that.
That beats mm-hmm. that. And then we got there and just said, finally, we got around the Wichita State. And I said, oh, they're the Shockers. He said, the Shockers,
yeah,
take them all the way.
Take them all the way.
Fill in the rest. And that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So,
it's the best name in the league right there, baby. But I still have not seen it yet.
Rhode Island winning 80-67 over Creighton. So,
yeah, but
that upset.
But more importantly, Sierra Porter, the sister of Michael Porter Jr., just gave the Mizzou women a 55-53 lead with 5:30 left.
Wow.
In their first round game. Porter's quick, already
I mean,
doing
if
big
I'm not
things,
watching
huh?
men's basketball.
Quick you, update.
The girls' basketball team at Mizzou is one of the more entertaining things
really?
You'll see. Oh, yeah. They're really
I never
good.
Got into women's basketball. Again, I
did.
I love
you
got
to see Sophie Cunningham
soccer.
Play, and you'll change your mind.
I got into women's sports as a freshman in high school when I was watching women's volleyball. I was really into
I
that.
I like women's volleyball.
That was a big thing.
If you know the girls, then it's totally
what
different.
A great sport that is.
I don't just watch girls' sports generally just for fun. But if you
know
the
DJ.
Girls, if you know the girls, it's a lot of fun.
So you guys.
You know the girls, though. Mm-hmm. You're friends with all of them.
TJ mm-hmm. knows 75% of women in America.
It's crazy.
That's right. Right around 160 million.
So you know how
got
yesterday we were talking about LeVar Ball just firing off on people's kids and challenging Michael Jordan. He played Marcellus Wallace, I almost said.
Marcellus Wiley, I thought you were going to. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I said the guy from Pulp Fiction. That would have been a game to see. That's Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction, Marcellus okay. Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, some guy on Twitter by the name of at the Dot Matrix got really fired up about this. He's tired of it. So he sent a
join the club.
He sent a tweet out saying, LeVar, you average 2.2 points per game. Stop running your mouth about MJ. Here's the problem. He sent that to LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow and from Star Trek. And
Geordi.
Yeah, Geordi LaForge. There you
I
go.
Love that
He'd have been
show.
Ecstatic to score 2.2
points. And LeVar
game.
Burton says, I think you've got me mixed up with LeVar Ball.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Let's do our MVP and LVP of the week. Who wants to go first?
Well, since we already got LeVar Ball up, I might as well kick things off.
Super.
He's my LVP of the week right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, leave people kids out of your rants. Mm-hmm. If you want to go after Michael Jordan, you want to go after Charles Barkley, do it. I don't care. You want to prop your own kids up,
fine.
Do that too. That's fine. But hey, man.
Don't you go after anybody
Don't
else.
Go after LeBron James Jr. LeBron James has had nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
Next year, LeBron James is going to be sunning your son. And if they decide to put him on him, leave him alone.
Yeah.
Don't mess with people's kids. That's just not the right thing to do, because that's how you get people to go out of character and show you a side of them that you
that's
don't want to see.
Good point.
That's my LVP of the week is LeVar Ball. My MVP of the week is Matt Harvey, the ace of the New York Mets, because more importantly than just being great on the mound, he's winning in life now, too. pitchers were caught of him making out with Adriana Lima.
He was cruising around on a yacht going
bar
hopping,
yeah,
too.
He
that
was,
must have been pretty cool.
He was bar hopping on a yacht, leaving $85 tips on like $150 bills, just being a boss. And
knowing the camera's on you and you're making out. Baby.
Yeah, he's doing it. They're saying they couldn't keep their hands off of each other. Yeah. Listen.
I hate seeing that at a restaurant, by the
way. I will watch Adriana Lima kiss another guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of awkward looking.
But in general, though, real quick, I don't like watching people make out in public.
No, that's
like,
a quick
whatever.
Way to become LVP for me. But yeah. Matt Harvey, but it makes sense why Matt Harvey's been struggling to get that fastball up over 92. When he was throwing 100
because
last year. Because he's got no legs,
man. He
starts
dipping down a little bit, though. She's going to break up with him, I'll tell you that much.
Well,
she knows what's going on.
He's
going
to sign that contract, and she's going to hang around.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But here's the thing. I understand why you're not the pitcher you once were. That's fine, man. Sign that contract. Keep up with that.
And keep doing your
thing. Keep up with that piece of action you got right there, brother. Matt Harvey, for the namesake alone, but for the lifestyle first and foremost, that's my MVP this week.
Right on. Go ahead, Eric.
Can't disagree with that. My MVP will be Konzo Martin. I think this is a really good fit for him, a good opportunity. He's earned it. He's had despite what some critics say, he's had a lot of success at three different programs. I think he's going to do big things for Mizzou, and he's my MVP. My LVP is the Secret Service. That man who scaled the White House fence last week, he was on the property, this is according to Reuters, for at least 15 minutes before he was detained. 15 minutes. I don't care what you think about the president, who was there, by the way. Trump was in the White House at the time. Nobody should be able to jump the fence and be on the White House grounds for 15 minutes.
Is that Obama's Secret Service?
I don't think Obama wants him to go anywhere.
Remember, Obama's Secret Service agents kind of screwed up.
Keep in mind, this is the theory of a lot of people that oppose Trump. They also very much dislike Mike Pence. So... your order of if somebody dies is not, if you don't like him, the next guy is not your favorite either.
but the Secret Service, that shouldn't be what they're thinking of. Apparently, this guy jumped the fence. He set off alarms when he jumped the fence, but then he was able to avoid detectors and move around the
grounds. Well, listen,
he's
better than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they should have got that
dude,
cop who tackled
Oklahoma
Baker Mayfield.
Needs to inquire into this guy and see if he can run around for a while in their backfield.
He stuck that cat, didn't he?
We're doing our MVP and LVPs of the week.
Go ahead, teach.
All right. My MVP is Jim Stirk for the same reason that I think Eric got after it there. He identified his guy off the bat. Last time Mizzou went after a basketball coach, it was embarrassing. They went after Matt Painter. It was supposed to be a done deal. He basically shunned them at the end. It was a done deal. Everybody reported that it was a done deal, and then he backed out and stayed at Purdue. This time Jim Stirk went after him, and not only that, probably, I think, as we have sort of pieced together, you probably just brought the number one recruit in the country with him. That's a hell of a haul there,
damn
Jim
right.
Stirk. Well done on your first hire. My LVP is Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Zeke, do me a favor. Don't pull girls' clothes off in public.
You look like an idiot.
There's plenty of girls who want you to pull their clothes off in private.
Of course.
Do it there.
Yeah. You look foolish.
You know, as much as we want to claim you here, and I still will because you're a hell of a guy and a hell of a player, all that's fine. Just grow up a little bit, bud. Grow
up. You don't
need
to.
You
got to
know when and what to do, and that ain't it.
I would, if I was her, I would have smacked the hell out of him. I almost cussed there. Jeez Louise. held together. Okay, mine. My MVP is Zach Sanford. He had a great game the other game.
What a shot.
What a shot. What a poise. Mm-hmm. And I love the celebration, which was nothing. He just like, hey, I just scored top shelf.
Did you guys
baby.
See that? Pretty
you
cool.
Guys
huh?
see that? Pretty cool. I'm going to, you know, tap gloves with you, and I'm going to go to the bench and go play another good shift. I like the way that whole line's playing. They're feeding off each other. They're relentless on the forecheck. And they're playing very sound defensively. And so is Barbashev has a big point in that because he's.
I like him.
He's smart. Mm-hmm. He wins puck battles. They all need to put weight on, though. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, replay that there. Rock. But they all need to put weight on that line. And I like the way he's playing. My LVP is Rachel Maddow.
Wonder why.
What a meltdown that was.
Meltdown. It's just terrible planning. There's nothing about it that made any sense.
It was cringeworthy.
And then you got scooped by the White House. It was like, you want to see it? Here it is.
Yeah, he paid $38 million in taxes.
Hey, here's the news, guys. Oh my Donald God. Trump is rich.
Just
did
legit.
You know?
Hey, he's making a hell of a lot of money. Just like he always said he did. Oh. I mean, my gosh, he just proved everything.
There was not one person who defended her either. They're like,
she looked foolish. Oh my God, I felt bad. I didn't feel bad for her, but it was like cringeworthy watching it. You're like, oh boy, oh.
There were
boy.
People all over Twitter, and these are all the writers and people saying they're like,
yeah, liberal this, writers too.
No, well, yeah, every single person. Yeah. They said this right here is your job to, if you are teaching journalism school, clip off the first 20 minutes. And show everybody how you bury the lead and make everybody hate you.
Yes.
This is it.
This
right
is how
here.
You not.
First of all, she didn't even have a lead.
No.
Secondly, it took her a half hour to get there, and that.
Oh, she's
and then she blamed it on everybody else. Well, I didn't say it was some big scoop. I said I had the tax return. You guys took it and turned it to
what
you wanted to.
Oh, sorry about it. I love your haircut, by the way. She's grotesque. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think she's.
Rock, your hair is
you.
Way better than Rachel.
It
Maddow's.
Looks the exact same.
No.
Oh, yours is longer.
Way longer and way.
Yours is more girly.
We can give you cornrows.
Yeah.
They call that fresh lettuce, Cam.
I like it, dude. No, I'll chirp you for a million different things, but not your damn hair.
855-282-8255 on the text line if you want to get any in here before we leave. The Mizzou women now ahead.
Woo woo.
58-55. As that game
got that
is
game recorded
4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Did you fill out a women's bracket too?
And yes, I did.
You picked that.
Yeah. I didn't fill
Can't
that.
Wait to
one
get
out.
Back and watch that game.
Who's leading the standings for the Inside STL Bracket Challenge, Matty?
I'm not just hovering over it because I know I'm up there, so I'm not really worried about it.
You're still tied for first.
I mean, if this means something to you, I'll look it up.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I can tell you who's not.
Can
though.
I see my bracket now?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, who's winning between Cam and TJ?
Yeah. that's the question.
Me, Boo, and Kate filled it out together.
She did, didn't she? Oh, God.
The Blues will play. They could do their road trip tomorrow night in Arizona. And
it's going to be a tough game, by the way.
Yeah, you look at the teams in the Arizona, Colorado, and yes, they're out of it, but that doesn't mean they're going to quit.
Those are the toughest games. When you're playing against a team that doesn't have anything to play for, really, and they're playing a lot of their young kids, and they're kind of loosey-goosey on the ice, and when you just get done playing back-to-back against two big, tough teams that are in the mix and one really good team in San Jose, and then you got to go down to Phoenix where there's 12,000 people watching you and a game that doesn't mean anything for them, it's tough to get into those kind of games, especially on your last swing of the road trip. So that's going to be a tough one. They got to come out, play exact the same way they played against San Jose and protect the front of the net and play sound defensively and get in on a forecheck. So that's going to be a difficult game, man. They still got a pretty damn good team in Phoenix, but, boy, is it boring to play there. You can't get up for those games.
I agree.
What are you looking at, TJ? Why are you looking at me?
I was listening intently.
I agree.
Why did I mess up?
No, nope. Jim Patton was saying. I think they are probably going to catch Nashville. They got a good shot, and then they probably play Minnesota, maybe Chicago. I don't think anybody would have given them a chance a few weeks ago. But the way they've played lately, are you starting to think the Blues would have a realistic shot to upset Minnesota, Chicago in the first round?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. The way they play really good teams, they're dialed in, and when a team like that is dialed in, boy, they look really, really good. They're not squeaking by these games against these really good teams. They're beating them. They're beating them in the offensive zone. They're beating them on draws. They're beating them in hits. They're beating them in block shots. They're beating them in the defensive zone. They're not getting they didn't give San Jose any room last night for anything. That's the lowest amount of shots on goal that San Jose's had all year, I believe. That's a very good sign on a back-to-back like that after Petrangelo's been playing 28 minutes a night, and he goes out and you play that sound defensively. You're damn right, guys. I'm excited, man.
On the text line before we go, the angry Illinois texter says TJ has a small peanut.
Oh, he's right.
That's
nothing to do. There's facts? Nothing to do
just
about
made
that.
The list.
Blame your mom and dad. That's what I do.
I've got yeah, short hair, and my arms are kind of. I have a lot of short things. My legs are pretty short.
Yeah,
you have small hands, like Trump.
I have giant hands, actually, which is why we know that's a myth.
I know my hands are enormous. Sort of like, my hands and feet are big. It means nothing. Trust me.
That'll do it for a week of programs here on The Line Change. Thanks so much for letting us entertain you or something during this last week. And always download the podcast of the show on InsideSTL.com and subscribe to it on iTunes. The Rewind program is on the way next with the best interviews of the day here on 590. Thanks to Brian Hoffman for helping us out behind the scenes. And Matt Rocchio, good luck on that hot date tonight.
Oh, Rock.
We'll hear about that Monday.
Can't wait to hear about that, baby. I don't believe it, to be honest with you.
Oh, come on, we'll need to see a picture.
You got
to
tell me if he's cute.
What's his name?
For Cam Jansen and TJ Moe and Matt Whitener and for Hannah Gates on vacation. She'll be back Monday. I'm Eric Messersmith, and this has been The Line Change, driven by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.